Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Crit Show contains elements of horror, fantasy violence, and adult language. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Guys, I have to start this week's episode with a little bit of journalistic integrity.
Oh.
I've been asked to print a retraction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
My brother reached out to me and let me know that The Way Back of his Accidental Trilogy was not the Ben Affleck movie.
Oh.
That it's a different movie about the epic journey of World War II POWs escaping a Siberian gulag and walking all the way to India, starring Ed Harris, Colin Farrell, and Jim Sturgis.
So that's the first movie, with the second being...
Well, that's the second movie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So the first one is The Way, and then the second one is The Way Back.
I see.
I, however, did do some research. I don't think this movie exists. What I found were a lot of forums where my brother specifically was posting about how much he loves the Ben Affleck film, The Way Back, about the basketball. So none of this is true. Aaron, you can suck it. I'm giving the people the truth, and whether you like it or not, everybody's going to know that you love the Ben Affleck basketball movie.
Thank you for setting the record straight, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's taught me a lot, and one of them is be honest.
Journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because he did go to school for journalism, so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of all those movies, our buddy that's done a decent amount of art for us, Jonathan Romp, sent me immediately upon the episode coming out last week. You guys totally forgot about the cinematic trilogy masterpiece, Clash of the Titans, Wrath of the Titans, followed by Remember the Titans. So thank you for that, bud.
God, I love Remember the Titans. It's such a good movie.
It is. It's so good.
That's one of those things that, like, I don't know, I just saw when I was young. I don't remember how old, but just one of those absolutely, like, core formative. I will never forget them. I will remember the Titans.
I will remember
the Titans.
Tass, do you have a coin or a two-sided die, if you prefer?
I don't believe I do have a two-sided die here at the studio. I mean, I do. I have dozens, but not here.
Yeah, I was trying to remember if I've got an inspiration coin.
We've got things that have two sides. What is this for?
Here we go.
Oh, that's a coin.
Yeah, this is a coin.
Is it different on each side?
It is.
Okay.
This
That's important for whatever it's about to be used for.
Yes. So I got to decide which side do you think that is? And which is the other side?
I would call the one that I'm looking at, quote unquote, heads.
Okay.
And the other side's tails.
Okay. Tass, heads or tails?
Oh, for what? Oh, God. Tails. Oh, it's heads.
Tass, you have to drive to the donut trail. We had decided beforehand we were going to decide on the flip of a coin.
We just talked about this too, and you still blindsided me with this. That was like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. So this is, we're getting ready to go do one of my favorite things that we end up having a handful of the crew there. Our community manager, Mike, organizes it every year. You can go to Ohio and go on the donut trail. They give you a passport. There's like 11 different donut stores that are a part of it. You go to each one, you buy a donut, they stamp your passport. Once you turn in the passport to the Chamber of Commerce, they give you a discount card that's good for the rest of the year to a bunch of local places and a free t-shirt that is the Donut Trail's yearly t-shirt.
Now, most people do this over the year and go and get their little stamp.
Yes, but for his birthday every year, for the past, this will be the fourth or fifth year, we do it in one day. We meet, we start at 6 o'clock in the morning and it goes till about 11:30 in the afternoon and we go to all the stores and we get all the stamps.
And it hurts so good.
Yeah. And then he has a cookout. It's just nothing but meat, because that's what you need after all of that sugar and carbs.
Now, you said 11:30 in the afternoon, and I'm confused about the timeline.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Because then there's a cookout, so it surely is not 11:30 p.m. Is it 11? Is it before noon?
It is the 11:30 slightly before noon, not afternoon.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems quick. That seems like a lot of donuts in a narrow window.
We don't,
that's like 5.5 hours.
Yeah, we don't eat many of them.
I get the scraps sometimes.
Yeah.
They make their way home.
We learn to bring Tupperware.
We also are trying a new trick this year.
We are. We joked about it for years.
Yeah. We looked up, Mike did all the footwork here. Because the first thought was, we're getting a limo.
Because a lady at a donut store was like, oh, you wouldn't believe this. Because we come in, there's, you know, a dozen of us. And so they know exactly why we're there. And they're like, you wouldn't believe this, but there's a group of ladies every year that come through here and they're in a limo. And the four of them, they do this like it's a friend thing that they do every year. And they get a limo to drive them around. And Mike was like, that's a brilliant idea. Because right now we're driving around 3 or 4 cars.
I can't wait to be disappointed by what you've decided instead.
We're doing a party bus.
That's much better. Oh, thank God for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like BYOB. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't imagine drinking at just 6 a.m.
Just beer and donuts all morning. And yeast and yeast.
People are bringing like stuff for mimosas. And like, apparently there's a whole morning drink culture that I don't know about, but it's being brought.
Yeah, I don't even drink caffeine, so I don't understand any of this.
Will you guys bring me, like, how many donuts is it total? How many places?
About a dozen.
A dozen-ish, yeah.
10, 11, 12.
Can I just get, like, a 12th of a donut from each? Can I get one total collective donuts worth of donut scraps?
Yes.
Okay. Like, I'm trying real hard to get my shit together. I shouldn't eat a bunch of donuts. I would kill both of you right now for a donut, any donut, like from like fucking Krispy Kreme. I would brutally murder you both, but I shouldn't, but I do. I want to try.
So a donut that is a 10th of 10 donuts.
Yeah.
We're doing this and I'm going to assemble it.
Yeah. Same. Okay. Like toothpicks and.
Yes.
Put it in like an order that pleases the palate.
It's got a start on it, so you know where to start.
We'll bring in like a little bit of icing ourselves so that we can like line the pieces so they stick together like mortar.
Mm.
What if your icing's not as good as
that's true.
The donut shops, though? You could ruin
be
this.
Tainting the experience.
The whatever the first donut shop is, we'll ask for some of their
icing.
Can
we have a bunch of your icing?
Yeah. Mm.
No reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tune in next week to listen to Jake eat both of these donuts.
Rev, this shot rings out and your viewing window closes.
I think as this shot fires, like it's far away, but kind of still hearing the crack, I stagger backwards and fall onto the ground.
I rush over to him.
Are you okay?
Oh my gosh.
He shot at the window. It didn't come through, but he sensed that I was there and he shot the window closed.
Who was that?
I don't know. I didn't recognize him. He was just some gaunt guy and he's just pacing around up there. It's like a plateau. And you can see that the spell is there, and he's just surrounded by tons of bones. He's just shooting birds out of the air. I don't know that he's eating them. I don't know if he's just bored, but he's just surrounded by a bunch of bird bones.
This is terrifying. Why is this what everything culminates into? Do we go up there and deal with it first, or should we go down and figure out where all this ley line corruption is coming from?
Yeah, I mean, he is in the final circle, so I don't know if he, I mean, I don't know where he'd go if he's been released. It's a long jump, but like, he's in it. I don't know that the stuff below, other than obviously poisoning the land, is part of why we came here. But if we leave it, this world's not going to be in great shape once we leave anyway.
Well, it sounds like we should go underground then, right? I mean, yeah, the last thing on our to-do list is dealing with the man up top, but I don't want to screw this world over any more than it's already been, you know?
Also, if the corruption of this world's magic is somehow feeding him or making him stronger or benefiting him in any kind of way, taking care of that is only going to help us when we get up there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and the longer that stuff stays just open and flowing out into the world, the worse Cam is going to get, and then this world's going to be back into the same place of the dead aren't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, and as soon as there's not this, like, suppression on him, Cam can maybe help us figure out a way to get up there.
Yeah, because that's a hell of a climb.
Yeah.
I don't think the lift's going to work anymore anyway, so we'll have to figure out something new.
All right, well, we know where the scuttler went. Like, he went by us. We could just go down that same path we took to get up.
Yeah, he's also down there healing right now, so I don't know how long that will take until he's ready to come back this way, but that means we need to leave now. We need to leave as soon as possible while he's still in repair mode.
I wonder if he can sense it. Like, obviously we don't have time to burn, but if we let him heal and leave, I wonder if we could go down there and mess with it and he would notice.
I don't know. He clearly went back there because it was a source of safety, but when I had a vision of it just now and the bubble had burst, he didn't seem to notice that. I don't know if he is that connected to the ley line. He just views it as something that can heal it.
Yeah. And it might even be, too, that he just, part of the reason that the Order of the Ley Line in our world kind of watched over the ley lines and dictated, oh yeah, you can use this when you can't, power, energy, like, that's addictive.
Yeah.
So there's a chance he might just keep going back to check on it anyway because it's his.
I don't think we have time to wait for it to come back. I think we need to get in there.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the train and then... No, but I mean, is there anything we would need to go back for? Or are we set to just to go in there right now? How far away are we, Jake, from the train at this point?
A many hours ride.
I mean, I am all out of supplies. I've used all the silverware, all of the cue balls, and the sextant.
But you'd also have to go somewhere to resupply your gear charges.
No, I just mean taking more random things
from
the train.
Yeah, he did that from the train. Well, I mean, it's not like you had to throw away the sextant.
That's true.
You do still have that, at least.
Yeah, and I do have the pool balls. They're just a little chipped.
They're a little chipped, yeah. The silverware, I don't think you're getting that back, bud.
Yeah. All right, well, we know a path down, so...
Okay, show me where.
As you all ready yourselves to go, Cam, still holding his head visibly in pain, says, I'm going to hang back just here on the surface. I'm afraid to get too close to whatever's above or whatever's below. I think it might put me out completely. I'm just going to try to find somewhere to lay low until, I guess, I hear from you or I feel things change.
Yeah, we're going to try to clear this for you.
Thank you. Please hurry.
All right, so I will lead Kim over to the crevasse that we used to escape.
Yeah, we'll probably want to just go back in through the exit that we made from the den.
Okay. Yeah, you all hike back over there and start to descend.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Again, I don't think I need anybody to make a roll to get through here. The only thing currently working against you just is time, kind of. But you've made the climb up once. You are able to make the climb back down. It takes roundabouts half an hour on the way down until you touch down in this enormous tunnel once again.
I think I want to spend a gear charge to have, like, an oil lamp.
Okay. Mark that off. You produce a lamp.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah?
We never really
talk.
I feel like you don't like me.
Hey, Kim. We never really hashed this
guy?
Out.
we never really, Megan and I and Jumbo, got to, how big is the scuttler? Like, once it's on you, like, how big is it?
It's enormous. Like, it threw me 50 feet in the air, and its tail went taller than that. It's big. It's really big.
Okay, yeah, it seemed big. I saw it from a distance, but it was kind of, like, on the ceiling, and then it was hanging off the side, and...
No, it's terrifyingly big. Like, if it stung you, it would just, like, put a enormous hole through your torso, or maybe it would just obliterate your torso entirely.
Huh. I think with that idea of the stinger and how large it is, puts a little extra hustle in my step to hopefully get there before it regrows.
That's a good idea, because I'm all out of dynamite.
What's the approach here? How are you all traveling? And with what objectives?
I think I'm going to try to use telekinesis to suspend the oil lamp in front of us to light our way further ahead than we need to walk so that we have a little bit of distance and proximity isn't as much of a danger.
Are we trying to go to the part of the ley line that the scuttler was, like, actively healing with, or are we trying to find, like, another one?
I mean, I don't think we really know what's down here. We just know that there's this tunnel, and this is the way it went, and that it reached a ley line, and that at the center of this place is where that pulse of energy corruption came from. So I think our objective is to just get there and see what we see. If we find, like, a vein of this energy, we can maybe stop and inspect it and see what we can learn, but otherwise we're just looking for anything. It kind of feels like grasping at straws right now.
Yeah.
I have no idea how this tunnel is going to branch out or continue on. So in addition to Megan's floating lamp, I am trying to, like, track the smell if we come to a point where it's like, oh yeah, we got to choose between some different turns.
That's smart.
Yeah. I think you could read a situation now. And just, like, as long as you are following that objective of trying to find the right way in, you will keep the hold.
Okay. 11.
All right. Yeah, you got 3 hold. Do you want to spend any of them yet? I'll tell you, I mean, right now it's just one big straight path, so
yeah,
no branches thus far.
Yeah. No, I don't think I need to spend any just yet. We'll just keep following this path.
Okay. Before you start hoofing it, Jumbo's bringing up the rear just in case. It's kind of like, every now and then, turning to face a shadow aggressively and, like, holding up his fists, trying to put off an imposing presence. Not going to let anybody sneak up on us. But
hell yeah.
You walk and walk and walk. It is a significant distance. And you remember how fast the scuttler could cover ground, comparatively. You go half an hour without a sign of anything before, off in the distance, you can spot just the faintest glow of something. The tunnel is getting a little bit, like, less weathered at this point, more, like, unexposed to the elements, untraveled. Things are a little bit softer, more jagged, a little, like, more moist in here. And you can hear just a bit of a low, large, slow breathing down near that light source.
I would like to use one of my hold.
Okay.
Because we just hear the breathing in this kind of dull light. We don't see anything yet.
It is outside of the scope of the layup light.
Yeah. What's my enemy's true position?
You can tell from the sound, from that bit of light being cast somewhere down the way. Looks like maybe a ley line pocket. And from the scent. The scuttler is ahead. It is off to the left side. Like maybe there's just an alcove, like a bit of a larger opening on the side of the tunnel. And it seems to just be huddled up. It seems like it is kind of curled up, hugging that ley line.
What's the best way in?
As far as the scuttler goes, it seems like just walking past it. It's hurt. It is tucked away. And it seems like there's something like ensnaring about the healing. Like you said, you pitched the idea that it's like kind of addictive. Like the scuttler might currently be in a bit of a trance, so to speak, while it's tapping into this ley line and healing up.
He's like in an opium den.
Sort of, yeah. And part of the smell of the magic here is like, it's like an infected wound. Like it is kind of sickly down here. So it seems like that might not be the intended purpose, but whatever is wrong with the ley lines and the magic is kind of ensorceling the scuttler while it recovers.
Okay, it's up ahead. There's a little alcove and it's tucked in there. It seems like it's not really focused on the world. It's kind of in its head while this is happening. So we could sneak past it to try to see what there is else to see, but it then would be behind us. I mean, and part of the ley line is there where it's at. I just don't know where else it might poke through the rock, or even if it does.
I put out the oil lamp for now.
Okay. I agree with you, Rev. I think our best chance is just trying to get past it rather than deal with the ley line that the scuttler is at. Let's just hope that there's another vein further down.
Yeah, and hopefully it heals up and then goes back outside or back to its house to make sure that it's okay or something that direction, and we're able to sneak back out a side way. But my hope is that it's not going to try and like follow us or chase us or something, because it's not like working for Nash. You know, it's just a beast, and it got kind of turned into this because of everything that's going on, but it didn't choose any of this.
All right, well, let's see if there's another connecting spot we can find.
Okay.
And we'll try to sneak past.
Okay. You all sneak down this tunnel, getting closer to the looming silhouette. It is obscuring the light from the ley line as you go. And you can hear that breathing. You hear a little bit of like kind of relaxed, contented chittering from it as well.
Do we see its tail?
How close do you want to get?
Not very. I just want to see where it is in its healing status, because I saw it when it was most fucked up. So I'm curious as to how quickly this thing is healing.
I think like if you're hugging the other side of the cave wall, you know, again, this is a passage large enough for that creature. Like we're talking about a 70-foot diameter tunnel that you're in.
Uh-huh.
So backlit by the small glow of the ley line, it still looks like the tail is pretty much gone.
Okay,
cool. It does not seem like this thing's on a path where it's going to be all better in like 5 or 10 minutes. Like,
cool. But it's not going to like bleed out.
No. It's hard to make out the details of the damage, but just as far as like the length of a stump doesn't seem to have meaningfully changed since it came down here.
Okay, cool. Well, that means it might be hanging out here for a bit then.
Yeah, that's great. Because I mean, it's been at least an hour.
Yeah.
So let's get a move on. I'll relight the lamp as soon as we get kind of past that area.
Okay. You relight the lamp, and behind you can hear a little bit of like shift, as if, you know, it seems to be aware of the light, but unconcerned with it. It settles in deeper.
Cool.
And over the course of the next hour or so, yeah, it's a long way.
This is horrifying, of going through these caverns and tunnels where we don't know where we're going.
Yeah, we have to travel the radius of the anvil on foot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like what was several hours ride is now a walk. But the tunnel does start to narrow a bit. The diameter starts to come down and down and down. It gets to a point where it doesn't seem like the scuttler could make it any further. But it also starts to branch a bit. There are forks in the road, so to speak, that you can see coming up. Not just a two-way, though. Like, there are maybe some smaller tunnels that seem to lead off the left side, or one that kind of reaches up into the ceiling above you. Like, it seems like once it gets to a diameter where the scuttler could no longer navigate it, it opens up a bit. The options expand from there.
I guess I want to use my last hold. What should I be on the lookout for?
Having gotten close to that exposed chunk of ley line, gotten the smell off of it, you're just going to want to follow your nose. There are other scents down here, different ones coming from these different passageways. Some of them intermingle. There isn't one path that is exclusively that smell, but you can track it.
From these different pathways, these other intermingling smells, are there any that are familiar? Or it's like, that smells like the undead that we encountered before, or like, that smells like a bunch of ghosts or anything.
They've all got a similar tinge to the kaiju, both of the kaiju that you have encountered so far. Okay. They've all got that whiff of a creature corrupted.
All right, I will indicate the path that has that scent coming out of it. This is the path, but there's other stuff coming out of it. Like, it has the smell of corrupt monsters, of things that have been changed.
Cool. I wonder if we're going to come across any others that are healing up at the ley line.
Well, these tunnels are also much smaller. I wonder if they kind of make their way here, get changed, and get bigger on the way out.
Oh. Or we might even get into the middle and find, like, oh, hey, there's 20 different tunnels that lead here of various shapes and sizes to the center.
Right. Oh, boy. Okay, so can you tell which way we're supposed to go?
Yeah, it's that one. I'm not getting the scent of it from any of the others.
Okay.
I will move the oil lamp that direction and lead us down that path.
Are you bringing up the lead then?
Yeah.
Okay. So you start to follow this channel. At this point, the tunnel is down to 15 feet in diameter or so. Not nearly as substantial, not so narrow that you all need to single file or anything. And it starts to weave and snake a bit. It is not a straight line. Your footsteps bounce and echo around corners, and sounds of clattering rock, just pebbles falling, echo reverberate back towards you. As you go, there are additional little tunnels, little channels that branch even off of this one. And Rev, as you pass them, you just pick up kind of unique scents. They've all got that same underlying current of a creature, but none of them identical.
God, it's like a zoo down here. Like, every path we pass is a different kind of mutated thing.
It almost feels like an assembly line, like a sorter. Have you seen those Lego sorters where they have like the big box and then it's got different trays that stack on top with different sized holes that get like smaller and smaller as you go down? So you pour all your Legos in and you shake it and then they all fall down and then you have them all sorted. This is like that, but for terrible, terrible, scary creatures.
Do these paths look like they were cracks from the fracturing? Do they look like they were dug out like with claws? Or do they look man-made? Like, does it seem like picks and things?
I think I want you to read a situation again.
That's a great question.
Yeah. New questions, new opportunities.
12.
You get 3 questions.
Yeah, what should I be on the lookout for?
There's actually a little bit of each. The particular path that you are following looks like an improved upon natural formation. It seems like this was just a split or a chasm that from the markings has indeed been mined out a bit, although it doesn't look like anything remotely recent. You can barely make out the indicators that this was like machined. Beyond that, the ones that split off are a mix. Some of them are just fractures, fissures in the rock. Some of them look more like burrows.
This isn't all natural. This tunnel that we're in, it's been messed with, it's been shaped, and then the animal burrows on the side, like, they seem to have made those. Some of them are fissures. Are they, like, did someone set this up to make these monsters on purpose?
Is that something we want to know?
I mean, it could just be this is what they created as they were digging this out to get to the ley line. There had to have been some natural spaces here, but machinery-wise, digging the tunnel, digging offshoots until they hit what they want, there doesn't seem to be, like, a ton of order here, but...
Rev, show me where on this tunnel it looks like it was made by a machine.
Yeah, I will indicate to some of the area of stone where it's much more like clean, sheared through.
I would like to touch it and have a vision of the past.
Okay. How good of a vision are we talking?
I'm going to say brief, but not vague.
Okay. Then level 5 it is.
10.
All right. Your eyes go white. And you are looking at this same spot in a different time, under different circumstances. You, again, seem to be looking through somebody's eyes. And you can see that you are conversing with someone. An old man dressed in conventional Western attire for the most part. But there is a bit of pageantry to it. There's a bit of elegance to what he's wearing. His coat has like a filigree to it that's a little bit fancier than anything you've seen here before. His hat's a little taller than average, kind of pointy. And he is gesturing to this spot on the wall, kind of gesturing behind him. And you can see that there's actually an assortment of people down here. They all seem to be dressed similarly, but they're also all kind of in various states of workmanship. Like some of them have shed this coat because they have a pickaxe in hand and are trying to pick away. And you can see that you are looking down a very similar looking channel. It's zigging and zagging the way that you're experiencing, but it's narrower. You can tell that this group of people is expanding this, and they all seem to belong to like the same collective or whatever. They are all working together, specifically trying to open up this tunnel. And then your vision clears.
I did not recognize that man.
You did not, nor any of the other figures.
Megan, can you bring the lantern over here?
Yeah, here you go.
I want to try sketching the man in the fancy coat that I saw. Yeah, I had a vision of, I was seeing through someone's eyes and he was talking to this really finely accoutrement gentleman, this guy with the fancy coat. And not just him, like everyone here was dressed really similarly, like they were all part of some sort of like group or organization, but they were the ones who expanded this tunnel. I don't know why or who they are.
Do Rev or I recognize this man?
You don't?
He doesn't look familiar to me. Maybe this is whoever was kind of in charge of this territory before it got overrun by corrupted monsters.
It's possible this is another, like, version of Nash. Like, this is like a Benari situation.
Can I use a charge from the library car? Like, to have a book to see if that uniform they all shared is something that has been noted.
Rev, ooh, that is so smart.
Thanks.
Sewer guy is going up in my esteem.
He's sewer man now.
Sewer man.
Yeah, I will mark off a charge from the study.
Okay.
That is so good.
It has a giant scorpion on the back, like Ryan Gosling in Drive.
Yeah, I did see the back of the jacket.
They're all wearing the Ryan Gosling from Drive jacket.
They're all worshippers of the Scuttler.
You produce one of the books that you had in the library.
And can I use one of my hold from Read a Situation to ask you, to ask this book who's in control here?
Hey, book.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is following the same thread of like determining the origin of these things. I think you can spend one of the hold on that.
Okay.
And you have to dig deep in this tome. I imagine that this is old knowledge, like lost knowledge. I'm kind of curious, actually, like, what would have made you select this book? Like, why would you have pulled this one off the shelf? This thick, like, dusty, antique, untouched old book.
I think because we keep encountering people who know the lore of the world since the anvil rose, but this seems like something that might have been kind of discarded, but was pre-anvil.
As you are flipping through, you see markings along the edges of some of the pages, a similar filigree. It shares a pattern like what Kim sketched, and references to an ancient sect that existed long before the anvil rose, and by all accounts, from everything else you've read, sure doesn't seem to still be around. But they were magic users. They were more so like protectors of the magic. So before the world was sick, these people would have looked for ley lines. They would have tried to access them, harness them, and protect them.
I think this is my group.
The Order of the Ley Line?
Yeah, I don't see a name here, but they're doing the exact same thing. They're finding them, they're harnessing the energy, they're trying to protect the veins.
Well, I wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, because they're not around anymore.
Well, it's definitely not being protected, that's for sure.
You all hear a bit of a clatter of rock and the click of the hammer on a pistol.
What?
And you bring the lantern around and see a figure, an ancient looking man, white hair, a dirty beard. He is dressed in tattered clothes, but you can still tell that they bear that filigree. He seems to have dragged himself around one of these bends in the tunnel, a gun in one hand and the other clearly holding on to a wound. And he's breathing heavily and he's just leaning against the wall to keep himself upright, but he's staring at all of you. Well, they're not entirely unprotected.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not, it's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother!
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.